Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with World News. The headlines. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar addresses 26th session of India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission in Moscow, stresses on urgent need to address trade imbalance between the two countries. India successfully test fires intermediate-range ballistic missile Agni-5. New Delhi slams Islamabad at UNSC for continuing pattern of sexual violence crimes set during 1971 Bangladesh Liberation War. In Afghanistan, at least 79 people killed as bus carrying refugees crashes in Herat province. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said over the last 4 years, bilateral trade in goods between India and Russia has increased more than fivefold. He, however, stressed on the urgent need to address trade imbalance between the two countries. Dr. Jaishankar stated this while co-chairing the 26th session of the India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission for Trade, Economic, Scientific, Technological and Cultural Cooperation, IRIGCTEC, in Moscow today with First Deputy Prime Minister of Russia, Denis Manturov.
Over the last 4 years, bilateral trade in goods has increased from more fivefold, from $13 billion in 2021 to $68 billion in 2024-25, and it continues to grow. However, a major trade balance has accompanied the growth. It has increased from $6.6 billion to $58.9 billion, which is about 9 times. So we need to address that urgently.
The External Affairs Minister said the two countries are committed to enhance their strategic partnership.
We are all acutely aware that we are meeting in the backdrop of a complex geopolitical situation. Our leaders remain closely, regularly engaged. They provide us wise and practical guidance to our special and privileged strategic partnership. We have had 2 in-person meetings last year and are personally committed to further advancing our strategic partnership.
In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said they had detailed discussions on cooperation in a wide-ranging arena, including trade and economic sector, agriculture, energy, industries, skilling, mobility, education and culture. They made suggestions to make the IRIGICTEC an even more efficient catalyst for deepening economic cooperation. It includes the need for a creative and innovative approach, continuously diversifying and expanding the agenda through mutual consultations. The External Affairs Minister reached Moscow last evening on a 3-day official visit to Russia. India and the Eurasian Economic Union, EAEU, comprising Armenia, Belarus, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyz Republic and Russia, today signed the Terms of Reference, TOR, to launch negotiations on a Free Trade Agreement, FTA. The TOR was signed by Additional Secretary of Department of Commerce, Ajay Pardew, and Eurasian Economic Commission's Deputy Director of Trade Policy Department, Mikhail Cherikaev, in Moscow. The Ministry of Commerce and Industry in a statement said the proposed FTA will boost exports, support micro, small and medium enterprises, and diversify market access. Meanwhile, addressing a press briefing in New Delhi today, Russian Charge d'Affaires in India, Roman Babushkin, said relations between both the countries are expanding and uninterrupted.
The relations are expanding. They are uninterrupted. So ultimately, the engagements, including the current visit of Honorable Minister Jaishankar and his engagements in Moscow and the coming CEO summit, are setting the stage for the future visit of the President Putin to India by the end of this year.
India today successfully test-fired intermediate-range ballistic missile Agni-5 from the integrated test range in Chandipur off the Odisha coast. In a statement, the Defence Ministry informed that the launch validated all operational and technical parameters. It added that the launch was carried out under the aegis of the Strategic Forces Command. New Delhi today said India does not allow political activities against other countries to be carried out from Indian soil. In response to media queries on the press statement issued by the interim government of Bangladesh, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said The Indian government is not aware of any anti-Bangladesh activities by purported members of the Awami League in India or of any action that is contrary to Indian law. He said the press statement by the interim government of Bangladesh is thus misplaced. India reiterated its expectation that free, fair and inclusive elections will be held at the earliest in Bangladesh to ascertain the will and mandate of the people. India has sharply rebuked Pakistan at the UN Security Council, accusing it of continuing a pattern of sexual violence that began during the 1971 Bangladesh Liberation War. India's permanent mission's chargé d'affaires, Eldos Mathieu Pernous, said Pakistan Army's mass sexual violence in 1971, affecting an estimated 4 lakh women, remains a shameful record and similar atrocities continue today with impunity.
The utter impunity with which Pakistan Army perpetrated heinous crimes of gross sexual violence against hundreds of thousands of women in erstwhile East Pakistan in 1971 is a matter of shameful record. This deplorable pattern continues unabated and with impunity to this day. Rampant abduction, trafficking, sexual violence and forced religious conversions of thousands of vulnerable women and girls as weapons of persecution towards religious and ethnic minority communities are reported and chronicled, including in the recent OHCHR reports.
This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the world news. In Afghanistan, at least 79 people have been killed in a road accident in Herat province. Officials said the accident occurred last night when a passenger bus carrying Afghan refugees returning from Iran collided with a motorbike and a mini truck on a highway. The crash caused the bus to catch fire, making identification of many bodies difficult. In Pakistan, at least 11 people lost their lives and 10 others were injured in Karachi due to torrential monsoon rains that flooded roads, collapsed structures and caused widespread power outages. Pakistan's National Disaster Management Authority, NDMA, has warned of continued rainfall until Saturday. Critics slammed the NDMA and provincial bodies for lack of preparedness, accusing them of corruption and negligence amid ongoing devastation across Pakistan. India's Anantjeet Singh Naruka clinched the gold medal in the men's skeet event at Asian Shooting Championships at Shymkent in Kazakhstan today. Naruka defeated Kuwait's Mansoor Al-Rashidi in the final. Earlier in the day, the Indian duo of Saurabh Chaudhary and Suruchi Inder Singh bagged the bronze medal in the 10-meter air pistol mixed team event. With this, India ended the day on top of the medals tally with a total of 19 medals, including 9 gold, 5 silver and 5 bronze medals. World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit Bazaar, a digital B2B marketplace, has been launched in Melbourne today. In a social media post, Consulate General of India in Melbourne said this initiative will bring together more than 50 Indian and Australian filmmakers for over 465 meetings that will pave the way for co-productions, investment opportunities, global distribution tie-ups and vital knowledge exchange. It added that the launch of Waves Bazaar in Melbourne will strengthen the creative bridges across borders. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar addresses 26th session of India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission in Moscow. Stresses on urgent need to address trade imbalance between the two countries. India successfully test-fires intermediate-range ballistic missile Agni 5. New Delhi slams Islamabad at UNSC for continuing pattern of sexual violence crimes set during 1971 Bangladesh Liberation War. In Afghanistan, at least 79 people killed as bus carrying refugees crashes in Herat province. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.